Hey y'all, this is Darrell.
And this is Rashonda.
And welcome to Surviving with the Pisces, where we just sit back and we learn about each other through reading about Pisces and the signs. And we just sit back and kick back and we just talk about it, man. That's all we do. So let's get it going.
Let's get it going. Yours is 3-3, right?
Yeah, so I was born March the 3rd. And she was born in what?
February 21st.
So we both fall within the same realm
of
the
Pisces. I'm
the
beginning of the Pisces. He's the end of the Pisces. So
whatever, you know.
I feel like, you know.
If that makes you feel.
I'm the beginning. I'm saying like we both are different but same at the same time.
Okay. That's what's up. So, you know, we're going to start. We're reading from like the back Black Astrology. A post by a guy named Akil. So we just read, and we're gonna just read what they say. Then we're gonna just vibe off of it. We're gonna see what we think about it. I'm gonna say my opinion. She gonna say her opinion. And we're gonna try to come to a conclusion. You know what it means to us.
Right.
So you know. That's what Look at you.
Come on.
Pisces is the 12th. And last sign of the zodiac, which the sun transits during the last month of winter, from about February the 19th to about March the 20th. The symbol for this sign is the fish. Its polarity is negative. Its element is water. Its quality is mutable. Its ruling planet is Neptune. Its co-ruler is Jupiter.
You gotta remember to look up Neptune.
I know, right? And on the human anatomy, Pisces rules the feet. So that's some stuff right there to think about right there. Just how all of that stuff is just
connected together.
Yeah, how it's connected to one thing, the Jupiter and Neptune and all that, man. And then it's got something to dealing with the feet. The Pisces rule the feet. You know, and you can't go to war unless you got feet.
We go plenty places.
That's what I'm saying. You can't go nowhere unless you got feet, though.
True.
That's what I'm saying. So, it says, in Pisces, the emotionality of water, the impressionability of mutability, and the mysterious influence of the planet Neptune, they go that planet Neptune again, combine to produce a creative, physical individual who seems like quite of this world. I.e. a fish out of water. The two fish of the Piscean symbol are swimming in opposite directions while fastened together, duality compounded by ambivalence.
That was a long reading. I just want to say that. Damn.
But that's what it says though.
Yeah.
I'm saying, to me that's saying like,
oh, my drink.
Like that's saying like, you know,
sipping on some
Palmer song. Sipping on the Palmer song. What's up?
So,
yeah.
How you feel like this? Can you relate to that?
I mean, because it's like, it's saying, like, the Pisces is connected to all. It's a duality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's connected. It's like the fish, the symbol of the fish is two fish swimming in the opposite direction, but yet they're connected together. So it's like, where are they going? So they're grounded. You see what I'm saying? So to me, it's like they can relate to both worlds. They're emotional.
They can relate to a lot of worlds.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much.
A whole bunch of worlds.
Yeah. So the Pisces is a vast amount of.
I just feel like being a Pisces, like I can connect with anybody, any nationality, any race, male, female, young or old.
Yeah,
I connect with people very fast and very easy.
And I do too.
But you know, that's why we some great entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Cause I do hell of a good job, and you do hell of a good job.
Yeah. So the thing would be is just that.
What? What happened? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm saying, you know, but the thing just be that you can connect with a person because you can feel how they feeling.
We have sympathy for others.
You have sympathy.
Deep sympathy
for others. Right. Sometimes it's even empathy. You can feel it because you've been through it before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you ain't so emotional that you give them bad advice. You're rational at the same time. So, you know, so you give them you feel them, but you give them the advice that's going to give them the right thing to do. You're trying to steer them into the right thing.
Ooh,
so that's the
that's the
duality of the Pisces.
Massage in the middle.
That's what I think they're saying right there. Girl, you going to let me do this podcast or what?
Yeah. We podcasting.
All right. So, the next paragraph says, every conscious that they are half body and half spirit. Pisces, who include not only sun signs in Pisces, but all in the whose horoscope the sign is emphasized, or pulled this way and that. Never exactly sure of where they're headed, but vaguely sensing that this world is not their home. And I feel that a lot, man, because I just feel like it's something else out there. I feel like it's something else out there. It's like really like the movies, like it's like this future people, like people come back from the future back when, like, I think it's really like we already live this life.
I feel like this is a rerun for you.
I think everybody is connected.
But if you feel like you've already lived this life, that means you will already feel like you done right your wrong. So
I think that you always have a connection of who you used to be. So you always reinvent yourself to correct your wrongs. But if you, even though you don't get them, you might not get them right in this life, but the next life you might get something right that you didn't get right. Then the next life you might get something right. Then until you like you all of a sudden you're gonna right your wrongs.
If you look at it like that.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So the image of the sea provides a clue to the elusive Pisces personality. Just as all streams, rivers, and separate bodies of water must awesomely flow into the sea, Pisces people long to merge their being with another's or lose themselves totally in mystical communion with God.
That's just like we just said a while ago.
So it's pretty much saying that Pisces are either...
they're spiritual.
Yeah, they either nuns or preachers or...
they're spiritual people.
Yeah, or they psychiatrists.
Because they, you know... psychiatrists.
Yeah, they're psychiatrists. They either nuns, preachers, or psychiatrists.
No, we're just very... we can sense things very well. Like, very well. Like, you can't... 9 times out of 10, I know when you're lying or when something ain't right. And every single time... not every single time, but most times.
But
I be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I said not every single time, but most of the time.
Okay, most of the time.
Most of the time, I be right.
Okay, whatever.
Because I come and say something to you, because I know you, because I know how you're going to be thinking. I know how you're going to be thinking.
Are you serious? Okay.
I know how you're going to be thinking. And so I be like, you know what? If that was me, and I'm thinking this type of way, well, maybe he think that way too. So I'm trying to test your ass. I be right most of the time, though. For real.
Whatever.
Because I already know what you're going to say.
But you know what?
And I be like, oh,
you know the unique part about that paragraph?
What?
Is that it says that Pisces people long to merge their being with another's or lose themselves totally in mystical communion with God. That means that list says that we are deeply in tune with a higher being.
That's not good.
It's not good? That we deeply in tune with God?
Oh, I thought you meant some other type of way.
What you call a higher being? Someone greater than ourselves.
I didn't hear that part. I didn't hear that part.
That's too much Paul Masson. Already. So the next paragraph said, poets and dreamers, they relate to the ideal more easily than the real. They may try to make the world come closer to their vision through dedicated service. They may express their profound dreams through art, music, which is natural law to our passions, or the theater. Or they may choose to retreat into meditation and solitude.
Yeah, sometimes we'll our ass to the side.
I'm telling you, I be feeling
be left alone. Look,
man, sometimes I feel in my greatest element is when I'm by myself. When I'm in solitude, I'm like, I can
You can think, right?
I can really think things through, and I can put myself in the next place that the other person in, and I can think it through, and like, man,
I be doing the same thing.
And man, I have great conversations with myself.
You know what? I think that's what happens when me and you, we have disagreements, and then when I go to work, and you know, I'm walking around, I'm thinking about what you're saying, it gives me time to think rather than you asking me a question and me immediately saying the answer. You know what I mean? Like, when you say something to me, it feel like I be knowing what to say. And be like, okay, if I say it like this, then you gonna understand what I mean. So, you know what I'm saying? Did you not today? You understood what I meant, right?
Yeah, I did.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why are you laughing? I'm here for real.
I know.
I'm serious. Like, it gives me time to think about what exactly how I feel, and what I really want to say, and how I want to say it, and versus me just verbing it out and just saying some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like I want to share that.
Okay. For real. The next paragraph says, Pisces children are, of all others, the most addicted to make-believe and magic, and will prolong the delightful fantasies of childhood as long as they possibly can. Man, you know what? That's like for real though. Because, you know, the childhood, man, is like the most best times.
Yeah, that's the most memorable time,
man,
for what psychologists say.
Man,
you remember more when you were a child than you do probably when you
were an adult. Man, every time I think about growing up, and the good times of growing up, man, it's like damn, we were having a good time, man.
I can't say that. Me growing up when I was childhood, it just was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't remember the time where I just, when I was a kid, I can't never remember a time where I was just super happy. Like, super duper 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 happy. I can't remember that time.
Yeah. Well, that's the dark side of being a Pisces.
That's the what?
That's the dark side of being a Pisces.
What you mean?
I mean, you know, it's a dark side, it's a good side, it's a low side.
Yeah, I can't remember that shit.
You know?
Because I don't think I had no super duper 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 childhood.
They also have a prolonged love and understanding of music, which seems to strike a sympathetic chord from birth. And it will be a source of comfort and joy throughout their lives. If they suffer more than other children do from their pettiness of life, they also have a great capacity of laughter and pleasure.
Hmm.
Yeah. Pisceans ready sympathy. Innocent, cruel credulity.
What's the word, baby?
Whatever it said, credulity, you know, whatever. Start over there.
Okay,
all right,
go.
Pisceans ready sympathy, innocent credulity.
Why are you saying it like that?
An instinctive tendency to see the best in people usually bring them some difficult lessons before they learn to stand up for themselves and be more discriminating in their choice of companions. Wow. Wow.
Sure.
I ain't gonna say no names.
Whatever.
I ain't gonna say no names. I'm talking about for me.
Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna say no name, but I'm gonna read this one more time. It says that Pisceans' ready sympathy, innocent credulity, and instinctive tendency to see the best in people usually brings them from difficult lessons before they learn to stand up for themselves and be more discriminating in their choice of companions.
Oh, yeah.
You see what they say?
Yeah.
It's saying that no matter how many times that a person messes over you,
right,
you just looking at the best, the good parts about them.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them chance after chance after chance until they mess you over and mess you over and mess you over until you finally say, man, you know what? Man, I ain't forget you, nigga. I ain't got time for this shit.
Yeah, but you know, we give a lot of damn chances.
We do, because we see the best of people.
Yeah, we give a lot of damn chances.
We see, because we know people are better.
You
can't
say you ain't worked with my ass, because I done worked with a lot of people. Yeah,
that's natural. That's natural.
No, I'm just saying.
That's natural in us.
I know. We done worked with a lot of people.
I know.
And we done gave people a lot of chances. And that shit just didn't calculate in their head for some reason. People just don't know.
I tell you. Still want to miss you over.
Oh, okay.
I know, you know. For most Pisceans, learning to say no is a lifelong lesson.
Yeah. Because it's hard to say no to people.
It is.
It don't matter who they are.
It is.
If in your heart you feel like you need to do something for that person or whatever, you got to do it no matter what. Yeah. No matter what, you still gotta do it.
I don't know about no matter what.
Not to no extreme.
I mean, you feel like that.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, you feel like that, but you know you gotta draw a line somewhere.
At some point, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I be feeling like that too, but I know.
But you
that
know, our line I, be like life or life or death type shit. That's our line. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna give you a lot of chances.
Yeah.
Our lines be life or death. You gonna take me out? Oh, okay. I can't help you no more. I can't be there for you no more.
Yeah. For most Pisceans, learning to say no is a lifelong lesson. For their instinct is to trust without question and to give without thought of reward.
Dang, that's true.
I'm telling you. I'm saying, I ain't gonna say no name. But just like, man, when I'm nervous, like, man, I might well help you. I might well help you go and take care of the job because, you know, I see the best in you. And my instincts tell me I can trust you, but, you know, you know I can't trust you, bro. You know I can't trust you, bro. You know you on some scam stuff.
That's how I be, though.
You know.
That's how I be, though.
But I can't help it because that's you. That's me.
That's you.
Right. I trust you. And I trust you to go. I see the best in you.
Right. People don't understand that about us.
I know.
They don't want to get it. You know what? That's why we married each other. That's why you married me and I married you.
Yeah.
We get it. We may not have been raised the same way, but we get each other.
Yeah.
In some type of way.
And then
form or fashion.
And then it'd be like this. Just like what this just said. You do it without even a thought of reward.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You just do stuff for people and you know, like, man, I'm already here. Yeah. I might really gonna help you out. You know what I'm saying? But if you say to me that you're gonna give me this, then I'm going to expect that.
Yeah.
If you tell me that you're gonna give me $100 to help you out, okay, then I'm going to expect that because I did spend my time and my labor doing this,
right.
You know. Even though I wasn't expecting that, but you told me that you was going to do that for me.
Yes. I hate when somebody tell me they're going to do something. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is the worst thing ever. When you somebody say, "Oh, I'm gonna do A, B, and C," then it happened.
Man, what? Never. Don't happen. It got all kind of
skills. I'd be so mad.
I thought you said, well, whatever.
I think I probably been like this since I was a child. Mm. That's probably part. Yeah, well, yeah.
These traits are the root of their religious debt, but they do not always make for comfortable personal relationships.
What is that?
It says, for most Pisceans, learning to say no is a lifelong lesson. For their instinct is to trust without question and to give without thought of reward.
Mm-hmm.
These traits are the roots of their religious debt, but they do not always make for comfortable personal relationships.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just saying that, like, you want to do for people and you always want to befriend people, but your heart bigger than, you know. And what you thinking, you know, it might build into a relationship, but the other people are like, yeah, whatever. You know, they just gonna use you for right then and there, but you know, they don't understand
it. But if you can feel it, then you know that's not what that is.
Yeah.
We have big hearts. Our hearts are so big.
Bigger than our bodies.
Yeah. Bigger than. If we feel that you're gonna do us wrong, then. You know, that's what we feel. If you feel you're gonna do us right by us, then that's what we feel. You can't change the way we feel.
Yeah.
We're very passionate people.
Yeah.
So you know, if you explain to us and tell us what's going on, then cool. We'll have a different thought about it. But how we feel is how we feel.
That's crazy, man, how that describes everything that a Pisces go through. And I mean, and if you can, like, go into your own, like, horoscope and the person that you're in a relationship with, and you can discover how y'all signs mesh together, then that'll be a great thing, too. Right. That's how we doing.
Right.
You know. So the next paragraph says, yet the suffering and self-undoing sometimes associated with the sign or anything once they learn to take responsibility for their lives. For as the last sign of the zodiac, the Pisceans' potential for spiritual evolution is unlimited. And not now. I understand that paragraph right there because I'm very spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like I man.
But I think we both very spiritually, man, but for some odd reason,
but it comes
it's the
out
same
differently.
But different.
It just comes out differently. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because my spirituality stems from me knowing that there is a higher power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to conform to something that somebody says and everybody follows. And it's to say, this is what you have to do to be successful. This is what you have to do to live. This is what you have to do to get ahead. I don't believe in that.
But I do feel like there's certain things that we should pay attention to as spiritually. Follow.
Yeah.
But I don't think, you know, I gotta do A, B, and C in order to go to heaven. Like,
that's not what
he said in the Bible. But, you know, that's a different subject. We ain't gonna go into that.
But I'm just saying, like, the personal relationship with God, the Creator.
Right. Personal.
The personal relationship is so deep. That people don't understand.
Yeah.
Because they conform to a certain way of life. That if it's not that way of life that they conform
they
don't understand it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not that way, B. It's like, man, I love God so much that it's crazy. I know he controls everything.
But you know what? We love God.
Man.
We love him.
If I tell you how much I love him.
Because...
Man,
if you can only imagine, like, I don't feel like people actually sit down and imagine how life would be if they have God in their life, or you know, some people say Jesus is the Lord.
Devoid of spirituality, where will this world be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where would this world be?
You gotta believe.
And just because I don't say that I ain't a part of this church or that church or this mosque or that mosque or this synagogue or that synagogue, don't put a label on that. My understanding of spirituality and closeness with God is my personal relationship. And it is deep.
It's so deep
When I speak to God, I'm not speaking to God through you. I'm not speaking to God. I'm not talking to him. When I speak to God, when I'm on my own, hey, I'm trying to tell you, we talking now. We talking now. When I talk to, when I'm by myself, when I'm riding around, I'm talking. We, me and God, we talking. I don't need nobody for that.
That's, I know.
I'm telling you, man. And we do, and we be talking,
he is
too.
Fight for us.
We be talking.
You
hear me?
And, most likely, I'll be at work. And, man, and my ass look. Just walking around. And I'm thinking. I mean,
man,
Real talk. For some reason, as I'm texting you, I'm still remembering the orders I got from people. And I'm still remembering what's due, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It was something different today. Like, I just didn't care. I just didn't care about being mad. Like, you know how you always talk, and that's what I be saying. Like, you really be helping me, and I don't think you know how much you really help me. Like, I had to reevaluate who I was, and I had to relearn how to love again. So, that's why when I went to work today, I was like, man, I made it my mind. I'm just going to go to work, be happy. Whatever me and him had, that's at the house. We at work. Let's make this money. And that's what I did.
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to keep making my money.
Whatever. But I'm saying, like, I wasn't mad. Every table was like, oh my gosh, you're such a great server. What's your name again? Like, it was... I don't know, but it was different today. I don't know what it was. But it was different today.
Yeah.
And I know you had a lot to do with that. Because you always
Let's
telling
say
me...
spiritual evolution is unlimited. Let's say the spiritual evolution is unlimited for the Pisces. You evolve every day. As a Pisces, you embody every sign. And you learn life. That's why with the Pisces is a wise person.
I'm telling you. I was proud of myself.
Pisces is a wise person.
Okay, continue on.
He says that at their best, Pisceans are capable of being in the world, but not of it.
Yeah.
Combining a profound understanding of the material world with an inspired version of ultimate reality and a clear perception of time with a ecstatic experience of eternity. You understand that? I'm read again. It says, at their best, Pisceans are capable of being in the world but not of it, combining a profound understanding of the material world with an inspired vision of ultimate reality and a clear perception of time with an ecstatic experience of eternity.
What does that mean to you?
It's saying that, to me, it's saying that the Pisces is, they just have a sense of, like I've been saying, that they're in this world, but they're not of this world. There's something else.
Something else, you know what I'm about
saying? There's something else in this.
We're God's jewels that's been set on this world to help people, to make people happy, to, you know, we're God's jewels. I feel like, that's what I feel like. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I'm a diamond in the rough. I'm a jewel. And I swear to God. And not to swear. Yeah. But I promise. I'm telling you, when I talk to people, but, it's like they life change.
But this is what it says right here. It says, at their best, Pisces are capable of being in the world, but not of it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what? Yeah! Because when I be talking to my tables, they just be so amazed by me. Like, oh my goodness, you're the best. I be like, it just seemed like normal stuff to me, but
right.
To them, they just seem like I'm just something that's not of this world. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, they understand.
I just had the best experience of my life as a server.
Right.
She was great.
Because you can relate. They can relate to you.
But I didn't talk to them about nothing.
No, there's nothing. You don't have to. They can relate to you as just... They can feel your spirit.
Energy and stuff,
they can feel
yeah.
your energy.
I feel like I have very good. I got my grandmama energy in me.
Yeah.
I feel that all the time.
I already.
I have her energy in me.
That's what's up.
I do, for real. I feel like that.
It says, in love matters. The Pisces idealism and self-effacement can lead to some curious partnerships. They may be drawn to those who are handicapped in some way. Or on the other hand, they may seek a solid support for their own delicate nature. Pisces make highly erotic partners and devoted parents.
Devoted. Whenever we have them.
Man, I'm telling you, cause shoot. I ain't
strong parents right here.
I ain't
we gonna expect nothing but the best.
I ain't letting my baby out of my sight. Out of my sight. Nah.
Nothing but the best.
You never walk home.
He ain't gonna.
You ain't never. Walk home from anywhere.
My child gonna have to.
And see, you can drive your car. When you're old enough to drive. You're going to have a car.
Wait till we have a child.
Other than that, you will not have to walk anywhere. I promise you that.
Our child's gonna be like royalty.
It's just not. I'm telling you, it's just not gonna happen.
You say he. My people say he, but okay. So I'll say he for right now. But I want you to be a she, then a he. However. The child. Ain't no what. The child.
I'm saying what it's going. She.
The child.
She or he is not
the
going.
The chosen one.
They're not going to walk.
They're
not going to walk nowhere.
Do you understand how much this child gonna be so much?
They gonna be protected.
Why you saying they?
They are going to be protected at all times.
Why we saying they?
Look, whatever. they are going to be protected at all times.
Ain't no they. I plan on have one child.
You stay right where you at. Listen to what I'm saying. You stay right where you at until your mama or your dad come pick you up. You don't walk nowhere in life.
In life.
By yourself.
In life,
by yourself, that I don't
that's
know,
what I'm saying.
That
you
I don't know where you at.
That this child gonna be like,
it gonna happen.
They gonna be like, ooh.
You better know.
You
the
know
rules.
The kid last name right.
You
let's
better
go
know
with
the
him. Rules.
If you wanna go to
let's
fuck,
let's go with him. The kid's last name right. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's check this out.
Let's go with him.
If you wanna go to public school,
everybody gonna be looking at us.
If you wanna go to public school,
I can't wait.
But you better understand this.
Child, we gotta work together.
You have to understand this. When you be gonna go to public school. That your daddy coming every day to pick you up.
No, ain't nothing wrong with public school.
I said, I don't care. I'm saying daddy come every day
so
to pick you
great.
Up.
I
every
can see him.
Day.
Be so,
you better not
be
move
so
from that pot.
It's so great that people not gonna understand.
Is it what it is? Is it what
they
it
not
is?
Gonna understand.
That's what it is.
But it's because of Darrell, right?
It's going down.
And Rashonda, right?
It's going down. I'm telling you, man.
People don't understand.
It's going down, man. I'm telling
you, man. Write this in your books. Remember this day. July the 5th.
So this is what the next paragraph says.
What is this?
The most compatible signs are Capricorn,
mm-hmm.
Cancer,
mm-hmm.
Taurus,
mm-hmm.
and Scorpio.
Wow, that's a lot.
Aries, Libra, Leo, and Aquarius are neutral.
Uh-huh.
Gemini and Sagittarius are apt to be difficult. With another Pisces, they may be a deep psychotic bun, and with Virgo, their polar opposites and complementary sign, there would be both
attraction
and tension.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. Real talk.
The other dude was a Virgo. That dude was
Man,
a Virgo.
I fell in love with a Virgo.
Ain't that some shit?
My first time falling in love was a Virgo. When I read and see that shit, it's like, no. You know, at this point in my life, I don't think I would have chose him.
Ain't that some shit?
But Virgo, yeah.
Man,
what sign was it for you?
What's the sign after Pisces? Aries, or
I don't know.
Or is it Sagittarius?
How you not know her sign?
You know,
It wasn't that deep.
Okay. Because, you know, but you know.
So that means Pisces gonna forever and always last in your life.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was Taurus. That's what it was.
You think so?
I know it was. It was the bull. What's the bull? The Taurus, right?
That's the Aries.
The Aries?
Yes.
That's what it was. She was Aries.
But you didn't know that shit off top, which means Pisces don't ever remain.
But it says that the Aries are neutral to the Pisces. They're neutral. So you can go either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Boy, I got so...
In work, Pisces will seldom be motivated by a desire for money or fame. However,
yeah,
they often achieve both, especially in the arts, the theater, poetry, music, or dance. Although basically shy.
For some reason, I feel shy, but then when I get comfortable, I'm good.
Their love or of illusion and their ability to get inside the personalities of other people sometimes draw them to the stage or cinema.
To the stage?
Or cinema. Yeah, I mean, and it's your ability to get inside the personalities of people. But that's true, though. That's true. That's especially true for me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Huh?
Not for me.
To me, it's like when it said, like, although basically shy, their love of illusion and their ability to get inside the personality of others sometimes draw them to stage or cinema.
Your thoughts or feelings. Illusion is like an
illusion is like something that you think about,
right, think,
but
right?
It's not there.
Yeah, it's not there.
Yeah.
So yeah, their thoughts or illusion. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Their openness their openness to other levels of reality makes them temperamentally suited to mediumship, psychic healing, and the ministry. they trying to push us to the ministry.
For some reason.
I'm telling you. They trying to push us.
But that's who we are, really. Like, I feel like Pisces is like the number one spiritual people of all the signs, because we connect so much and so strong. Yeah. Like, we can sense when you're mad, when you're happy. And it's just not face expressions. It's physically looking at a person, but not looking at them, but not looking at them. You know what I mean? Like, I can see you. You know, some people are like, I see you, bro. But no, Pisces be like, nah, bro, I see you.
I see you.
Like, I've been through that, bro. So I see you,
Like, you probably don't understand.
Yeah.
But, bro, I see what's.
See you.
And I know what's. Yeah. What's probably going to happen
right
in this situation.
So let me help you.
Now, you can listen to me if you want to.
But most likely they're going to listen to you.
Yeah.
They know. But
if you don't listen to me, bro.
When it's sincere, they feel it.
I ain't going to come back and tell you that I told you so, but I did tell you that this is going to happen.
I didn't say that.
Didn't I say that?
I'm gonna be like, see, that's a nigga purpose. That's how you men do. Women, we not gonna be like,
but didn't I say that, bro?
Okay, girl. I understand.
I'm trying to tell you.
Let's hug this shit out. Fuck it. You want a glass of wine? Like, women, we not gonna do it like that.
But I'm gonna do it like that. Us men. We gonna say, hey, bro.
Look, y'all some asses.
Hey, check this out, bro. let me tell you about this situation right here. Now, look, this is what's gonna happen. This is what already has happened. So, based on what already has happened, let me tell you what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to say to me that this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it all happens, you say, man, you sure told me, man. I know I told you. I know I said that to you. I ain't saying that I told you so, but I'm telling you this, bro. That I'm so in tune with what's popping that guess what?
What?
Man, I already see.
I'm
giving you all the possibilities that what's going to go down. But you already told me what's going down. So after what you told me what's going down, I can assess that.
You know what? We're more sensitive than guys.
Because
so
reality.
That's probably why we talk to each other differently.
No, I'm saying, but the last paragraph was just talking about how in tune with reality we are.
Right.
How, with some people, they'd be so emotional to be like, oh, I love this guy. Oh, I love this girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's never did this. Oh, I can't believe they'll do that. Oh, no, they'll never do that. But we'll be like, man, are you serious?
Because we've been through it.
Are you serious? Do you really think that this person is not going to do this? How do you know that? Do you really think that this person does not have the capability of changing his mind, getting pissed off?
Not only negative stuff.
What?
We say positive
stuff. Are you serious?
We say positive stuff. We do. Because, you know, even though it may have been a negative situation, it still was something positive
yeah.
that came out of it.
We do.
As far as me.
We're going to lay all that shit out there.
Yeah.
We're going to lay all that out there for sure. We're going to lay out the negative and the positive. But it could be that, they might be for real. They might genuinely like you.
But it's something fucked up and they
But we gonna always remind you that you have to be alert that it might not be what you think it is.
It might not be.
Keep your eyes open.
But just know.
Just know. And that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Vibing with the Pisces. That's how we doing. That's how we doing. We just
rocking it out.
Yeah, we
giving our opinions.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what we do. We just read a little horoscope, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of trying to understand what it is and how it is. And so we can do better in our relationships. That's just pretty much.
Because
we're going to
do better.
You know what I'm saying?
Forever and always.
Ain't no doubt. So we understand each other. Guess what?
We're learning to understand each other.
We don't understand the world. We'll take over, baby.